Okay, well, that was fun. Holding on for dear life. Let's see here. Okay, so what I promised you today is we're going to do a little Steely Dan Hall & Oates stuff. And my taste in Steely Dan stuff is I love their real chordal things, and I love how they change keys and their harmony chords and the way things are written, and there's just a lot of thought to it. And I'm going to take you, I'm going to give you something here that's off the, we're going to do something here that's off the, my favorite Steely Dan record. If you say to me, Tony, what's the one Steely Dan record I should get? I would tell you, with a straight face, most people think it's Asia, which has, you know, things like, has songs like Josie on it, and has songs like what is that right there? Deacon Blues or Peg. Or Black Cow, which is another one of my favorite songs, which starts on. Nuts. The one I'm gonna go to. Let me turn that pot all the way up so it sounds a little better. Okay, so the song that I'm going to play for you now is a tune called Caves of Altamira or Altamira, but this is a song from 76. How's that go? Thank you. I love that song. That song's got a really pretty little break in it where it goes, when it goes to the solo, it modulates up and it goes, it comes off this thing, it goes. Diminished chord there. That's such a pretty song. Your Caves of Altamira. Gotta stay in tune for my man David Bevins. I don't want my man Bevins to look down on me today. I don't want you, David, looking down on me. That's why we're in tune. Okay, so there's that. Another song that I've kind of been into this week, and this is another deep, this is a deep Steely Dan cut, and this is something called Third World Man. Has anybody ever heard the tune Third World Man? Johnny's Playroom, it's a bunker filled with sand, and he's become a third world man. Dun, dun, dun. Bum, 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 bum. It's out of Gaucho, which I love. I think I like the song more than I like that record. But the hit song from that record is what? Is in those days you had to have a hit. What was the hit? The hit was Hey 19. Thanks. To those following at home. The Cuervo go, the fine Colombia. It gonna make tonight a wonderful thing. You gonna say it again. Okay, now this thing here is fun because it's this song goes. That's such a pretty song. God, I love the changes in that. And this break right here is just, that's vintage Steely Dan. It's like A major 7 to a slash chord. Slash chord. Back in the minor. Key change. That's a fun little song to play. Anybody ever heard that? We're mixing up a little Steely Dan here. I'm going to play a little Hall & Oates for you. That song I just played is called Third World Man, and the lyrics to it are cool. They're interesting. There's a whole site about those guys and what their music means or doesn't mean, or what any of this means or doesn't mean. But the lyrics are, Johnny's playroom, it's a bunker filled with sand. He's become a third world man. Was fun. Okay, so let me mix this up a little bit. Let's go to the realm of the familiar. Realm of the familiar. Let's see. Where is my other folder? Oh, there it is, laying on the floor over there. Well, that's not good. What are the chances if I put that guitar down it's going to fall? What do you think? What do you think the chances are of that? We don't want that. Well, there it goes. You see, am I lying to you? Am I lying? Do I know me or do I know me? Think of the clumsiest person you know. Multiply their clumsiness by 3, and you will have your man, Tony B, because he is one clumsy dude. Okay, so let's get into the realm of the familiarity. Play a little Hall & Oates here. I love Daryl Hall. But I like John Oates just as much. And this is a song from 76, one of their kind of hit tunes. This is a song that John Oates wrote and that he sings, and I just knocked everything on the floor. Hopefully we're still working here. As I welcome you to my webcast tonight, or whatever we're doing this afternoon. It's nice outside here where we are in beautiful Knoxville. My name is Tony. Glad to be with you. And this song is called Back Together Again. If you're familiar with it, sing along. And to my people who play along with us on these for these purposes, we're minor key in this thing here. This thing is in A minor. So it goes... Back Together Again. Back together, back together, back together again, singing the same song. So that's a fun song. That's a little bit of their deeper soul, and that is a pretty good deep cut right there. Here's one that was from a, this is another kind of song in that period. It's another John Oates composition, and it's another one that kind of goes along the lines of what we were just discussing, which is this kind of this dark 70s period, a tune called called Alone Too Long, and some TV show used this. Let me see if I can. What I like about this song is I like the chords in it okay. They sing it together. It's like a unison vocal kind of thing. It's a song that goes G. Just a little girl, well, just a little boy lost looking for land in the all-night city, living in his lonely limousine. And oh, he never has to worry, 'cause he's the only one and only one is ever gonna need absolutely his death in need. Song. Let's get to something a little more familiar. This Hall & Oates stuff, this is a fun little song from the 70s, or from the 80s. This song's from 81. And this song, actually, I saw them, it was kind of a bummer. The night of the, it wasn't Columbine, what was it? The mass killing that happened up in Connecticut with the kids. What was it called? Somebody help me out. Where was that? Why can't I think of that? What was the place in Massachusetts? I should know that. Anyway, they played that night, and I give those guys a lot of credit because they didn't say a thing about it. They didn't say a thing about guns. They just got up there and played their music. And this is a tune called Did It in a Minute. Little G. Smith there. And this song goes... the chord. That's a cool little song. Okay. Making our way downtown, downtown. Okay, here's a deep 70s tune. This is called Do What You Want, Be What You Are. Thank you. That's a little deep. That's a deep blues cut right there. That's called Do What You Want, Be What You Are. That's a great record. That's off of called, what is that called? Bigger Than Both of Us. Okay, this song right here is, this is not one of my favorite Hall & Oates tunes. In fact, it's not even a Hall & Oates tune. It's a Mike Oldfield, Tubular Bells kind of thing. Rick Fenn, Mike Fry, Morris Pert, and Maggie Riley wrote this tune called Family Man. How's that go? How's that go? Dun, 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 dun. Out of frets. Ah. This is a fun Hall & Oates tune. You might be familiar with this. You might not be. This was kind of a mild hit in 1980. This is the first song off their Voices record, which gave you such great tunes as... let's see. What did the Voices record give you? Kiss on My List. Gave you that. It gave you, let's see, what else did it give you? It gave us, Baby, if we can't solve any problems. Every Time You Go Away. That's a Hall & Oates song, believe it or not. Let's see. This song right here is a really nice little tune. Thank you. You've got that. You've got this. Name that tune. Since I've tried that. Easy, really. Okay, so a little I Can't Go for That. It's a great little song. Cool chords in it. Kind of jazzy. I like this thing. It calls for a... the song goes... Nah, it calls for an F, like a six there. It calls for a six. I'm trying to play a six the other way, and I'm missing something. Doesn't sound like it. What am I missing? That's the voicing they use. That's why. Kind of like an inversion. No. Okay, this next song, let's see here. This has pretty cool chords in it. This is a song that was a hit in 84, which is 30 years ago. 85, actually. No, 85. This is a song from 1985. And this is a cool little song. This is something called Method of Modern Love. And this is got some funk in it. This is what we call funk rock. Rock home from. And this... song. Oh yeah. Now, let's see the break in that. The break goes doo doo. Let's say doo doo. Mm-hmm. Work this up here. Okay. Let's see if I can do that. Song right there. This is a pretty Hall & Oates tune. That's not right. Let's see here.
nice song.
Stay in the 80s. Stay in the 80s. Or keep playing the Hall & Oates stuff here. We'll stay in the 80s. Who remembers this song? Who can name this tune in three notes? Here we go. Ready? Three notes. I'm going to give you three notes. Let's try it again. Here we go. Who can tell me what that is?